T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think it all starts with Alberto Riveron being an incredibly terrible leader of men.
Illegal use of hands, hands to the face, defense.
But again, that is a terrible call. Crucial situations that the refs have blown the call.
Oh no, no, no!
Dale Arnold.
Proof over to Marshawn. To Pastrnak, it's a 4-goal game.
Yeah, baby.
Rich Keefe.
Pickles are cucumbers.
Oh, are they?
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Boom-shakalaka!
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I think it's fine. I mean, I think, you know, it's the normal kickoff to the program.
I think you're like the gif that's with the little guy in the firehouse, you know, which is burning down. You're sipping your coffee. This is fun. This is fun. That's what you're reminding me of right now. See, that's the problem when you have a studio that is this big. Because then they just
this is the place to go. This is where we'll congregate.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's the show after the show. But it's good to have Gronk in
the
house today.
It was great to have Gronk in the house.
Nice. And did you know this many people worked here?
I'm pretty sure many of them don't.
Yeah, that's true. They may not. They heard about it.
They got by security.
Yep, they got the pass.
Anybody in there?
Yep. Here they are. Pretty good.
I've never seen this much stuff.
Yeah, are they going to leave some of it for us?
Like, we have signs, we have food, we have cameras.
Did
we
you
have
tell Gronk that you're a big CBD guy, too?
I didn't, but...
No.
I mean...
If you can get to him, you know, get through security. Yeah, see? He's a big CBD guy. He loves it.
And I use it, too,
every
Gronk.
Night, this guy. Because of Gronk, right?
So, what I took from listening, and we were in the other room, listening to the whole thing, what I took from this whole thing is he's absolutely positively going to be back. It'll only take him a week.
Is that right?
Ready to go.
See, I went the other way with it. So I think I still haven't learned anything as it relates to whether or not he's coming back. And I think that's good. I think that's kind of what a little intrigue, right? A little discussion.
I think he kind of likes that.
I have no idea what he's doing.
He's
a smart businessman, though. That's what I've taken out of all of this. Yeah, he's having a good time. What do you want him to do?
It's all great. I mean, we had a nice visit, sort of. We saw him in the room.
Yeah, sure did.
And now everybody's out.
Well, easy come, easy go, Dale. Good start to the show. How are you doing?
Great.
You doing all right? You hanging in there?
I'm doing fine, thank you. So they got a little bit of a delayed start to Gronk's visit because I don't know if you've heard this, but sometimes there's traffic in Boston.
It's a bear out there, Dale. And Tuesdays are the worst. We've said Tuesdays.
Oh, it's the absolute worst commute day.
And off a long weekend, too. So people are making up for it, right?
They come. Felt they had to trudge their way into work today, no matter what. And they did.
You got to do it.
So Gronk was here and spent a long time with Greg and Danielle and Wiggy. And I think, unfortunately, Keith is probably closer to the truth.
Thank you. I'm all around the
truth. Based on the stuff that Gronk said, you probably don't have a clue whether he's going to.
No, and I think he prefers it that way. He knows what he's doing, because if he just comes right out and says, guys, I'm never coming back, end the speculation right now, then there's less talk about it. And he does. He has all these different ventures going on. He's got the CBD. He's now a part of the Fox team there, you know, analyzing games. He's got a whole bunch of things going on. I'm sure he's going to have some other endorsement deals coming up. And guess what? They're a lot more interesting when you're not sure whether or not he's going to come back. When there's that speculation about it, that's good for the Gronk brand.
So I know we had a large crowd here, and everybody wanted to see Gronk.
It's like 1,000 people were in here.
Who broke the door handle?
Door handle's broken, yeah. Probably Gronk, strong guy.
Well, not as strong as he used to be. He looks slight to me.
He does look slight.
Who actually physically broke the door handle?
Just make sure we're not locked in here.
That was my concern.
Yeah,
I don't care if anybody can get in or not. I just want to make sure I can get out.
Yeah, that's broken, so that's good. I don't know. You can't try. That's why it's like when you have a party at your house, you have to be expecting one or two things is going to be broken. If you invite a lot of people into your house, you can't expect everything to be fine. And this is what what happens here. You invite a lot of people into the studio.
And then your parents call and say, hey, honey, we're coming home sooner than we expected.
Right, well, the vase is broken. I've destroyed the vase. So that's what you're going to have. That's probably not the only thing that's broken in here. Probably something else.
There might be other stuff that's gone downhill. And let me just get, we'll get this out of the way. And at some point, Willie McGinnis is going to join us at 11 o'clock. We'll talk with him about this as well. I think that the NFL and their officiating situation is reaching crisis stage. I mean, this isn't just, oh, come on, yeah, bad calls happen to everybody. If you didn't know any better, and I always hesitate to go here, I swear to God you'd think it was rigged half the time.
I know, and I hate to think that any of the four sports could be, and that's why I had a really hard time with the NBA when you found out that maybe there were some refs on the take, or there was at least one on the take.
One that we know
and,
of.
And probably more, right, because all the text messages he had with other guys. But then for the NFL, I usually like to write it up to, all right, these refs are bad. They're bad at their job. But, man, last night, and if you're a guy like Chris Scheim, who took Lions money line, and you're sitting there watching that game, how do you ever bet on the NFL again when you're not sure it's on the up and up?
Friend of the show, Trey Flowers.
Love Trey Flowers.
Screwed.
Screwed. An amazing stat about Trey Flowers. Had never been called for illegal hands to the face in his career.
Because he doesn't.
No, he doesn't do it. And guess what? He did it twice apparently last
night.
No,
didn't
I don't
do
think
it
he did either.
Time.
No, didn't either. Cost him the game. They got screwed on a couple of other calls too, but those are the ones that really stick out. And of all people, the call was terrible. I give Booger McFarland a little bit of credit because normally a lot of these NFL crews would just sort of say
all of them.
Yeah, they'd say, well, you know, yeah, it's right there. It's a little bit like they have a hard time piling on the refs, even when they're so bad.
It's a hard job.
But that was so. That was so bad. I know a lot of us here don't necessarily care about Packers Lions, but the fear is this could pop up down the road where there's just you lose a playoff game. I mean, the Saints are already dealing with it last year. They lost a playoff game because of a terrible call. That one, I think, was just a brutal call. I don't think that was them saying we got to get the Rams in the Super Bowl. That was just the refs being bad. Last night, I don't know. Is it just the refs being bad or is it? You know what? This Aaron Rodgers Green Bay story is pretty good, and who really cares about Detroit anyway?
Doesn't it make you think
it does.
That at least?
Oh, 100% it does.
John Perry, officiating commentator last night.
Let's see if we can find something in the neck, because keep in mind it's neck or face mask. But, Booger, I do agree, based on what we've seen so far, it does look like he's on the shoulder pad rather than the neck.
Yeah, he's nowhere near. He's on the shoulder pad, and Trey Flowers is so strong, he's pressing Bakhtiari back. That's a bad call. That can't happen.
5 yards and a first down. It's the game. It seals the game. No timeouts for Detroit.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Yeah, like Booger McFarland all over, like the guy with the John Perry.
Yeah.
He's like, let's see. Let's take a look. And oh, yeah, maybe. And no. And Booger's like, no. Not even close.
And if officiating, the crisis of officiating is problem one. Problem 1A is Alberto Riveron.
Yeah.
What's he doing? Like an on-the-take fool.
Yeah.
When he looks at things that we clearly see, no, that's good. No, I'm not going to change that. I mean, what the hell is he there for?
I don't understand that either, because you don't need to have that much knowledge of the NFL to really get some of these calls. Like, yeah, there's some nuance to some of them, but a lot of times when you see a replay, I really just want to take the egregious stuff out. If a ref misses something on the field, and it is so over the top, because I think there should be some human error to the games. Again, you have the officials out there. They're not robots yet. I would like them to be, Dale, but it's not. Yeah, we're not there yet with robots and that technology, but we're closing in on it. It's just got to be the ones that are so obvious. And on top of it, the ones that will probably determine the outcome of the game. And that's what you had yesterday, where the Lions really should have won that game. They absolutely should have won that game. They got screwed by the refs. And again, that's usually such a loser's lament. Ah, there's some bad calls out there, and I can't believe this happened. You're like, all right, well, you know, woe is me. But last night, the Lions have a real case that they got screwed, and they should have won the game. They should have had a win in Green Bay, which would have been a monster win for them and their chances of winning the division or at least making the playoffs, and then they get screwed by the refs. That is brutal.
There are things that happen every single week now in the NFL. And by the way, somebody wrote on Twitter today, well, it's better than the other sports, but still some problems. No, it's by far the worst officiated sport there is right now.
I think it's the worst. Yeah, I think it is the worst. There are problems in all of them, you know, to be sure, but it's the worst. And it's even more glaring because it is the most popular. It is the most bet on. It is the most watched, like all these things. And then when you have these games and you're watching them and you're, is this even on the up and up? Like, are we at least going to get the two teams out there and they're going to determine the winner, or are you going to have the refs getting involved and they're determining the winner? That was awful last night.
I've never been one of those, oh, this is rigged, I've never bought that. For the first time in my life, I'm actually wondering whether, like you said,
right,
you know, this Green Bay story is a hell of a lot better than that Detroit Lions story.
It probably is. You know, Aaron Rodgers getting there. Aaron Rodgers probably is going to have better ratings down the road than even Matthew Stafford and the Lions, I would assume. And what's worse? What's worse? The refs are awful at their job. They don't know what hands to the face is. They don't know what pass interference is. They don't know what holding is, or that they're on the take. What's worse? Probably that they're on the take.
Take,
right?
Would be like worse. Take would be worse.
That's worse.
But whatever phrase you want to use.
Either way, you have a major problem on your hands. Either you have a bunch of refs that don't know what they're doing, or the game is being fixed by Arnold Rothstein, like it's the 1919 World Series.
You have seven officials on the field for any NFL game. How do you have seven people that inept at one time? In hockey, you have two referees and two linesmen. Referees are the only ones who call penalties. You know, in baseball, you only got the four.
Right.
NBA, you know, you don't have
three.
Seven.
Yeah.
How do you have seven people on the field and consistently screw up the way this group does?
Well, and the ones that are amazing is when they go and show you the replay and you see one of the refs staring right at it, right? Because you have so many guys, every area of the field should be covered. And sometimes they're staring directly at a play, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to go with hands to the face here. You're like, based off of what? And you were standing right in front of them, and yet you still blow the call.
You had a situation last night where the Lions were called for 12 men on the field. Correct call, okay?
You know what? You should be able to get that one, right? 12 guys, it's illegal.
The very next series, the Packers had 13 men on the field.
Well, I assume they got flagged.
They didn't get called.
Okay.
They allowed the Packers to call timeout so they could fix it. No.
No, you gotta throw the flag there. They're lined up with 13. Like, what are we doing? And when it's so one-sided with the calls, and then it's a one-point game, the team that's on the losing end of it has a real case. And just think about how much is at stake. I mean, last year, again, it was such
for the Lions, how much do you think was at stake last night?
Oh,
like,
I mean,
you said,
Patricia's
this would
job,
have been a
the playoffs,
massive win for them.
A tiebreaker against the Packers, a win in Lambeau, staying up there in the division with Minnesota and Green Bay, you know, continuing the hot start to the season, all of that. And in the NFL, it's so much more important. You know, you never want to see a blown game, but in hockey or in basketball, if it happens in the regular season, guess what? You can make up one game. Baseball, you can certainly make up a game. And then football, that right there could be the difference on whether or not the Lions make the playoffs.
If you want to take a deep dive down the Keefspiracy rabbit hole.
And I think I do.
And often we do.
Yep.
Matt Patricia. Roger Goodell clown shirt.
Ooh,
Lions
boy.
Get screwed.
Yep, I like that one.
I mean, if you really.
I like that.
And I don't think the officials on the field think about that stuff. But that's the position they've put themselves in.
Yeah. I think so. I think Goodell probably remembers that.
And
says,
we gotta screw him. And we gotta stop with this. Well, you know, if the Lions had just caught the ball, they were complicit in their demise. That does not mean the officiating didn't cause the outcome of the game.
Correct.
It did.
Yeah. Correct.
It's okay to say it. It's okay to say that the seven officials who were on the field and Alberto Riveron in some Motel 6 in Munaki, New Jersey.
Yeah, what is he doing?
I don't know.
Maybe he's having a sit, I would assume. And
apparently a couple of craft beers, which you would endorse.
I could call the game better, Dale. Every Monday night I have a couple of craft beers. It's a tradition of mine. Same with Tuesday, also Wednesday. I'll have them on Thursday. I can't wait for Friday. And then it's the weekend.
what are you going to do?
Right. And I could call the game better than that.
It's okay to say, yes, the officials cost the Lions the game. Now, you could make a case that the officials tried to cost the Jets the game against the Cowboys, and they were able to overcome it.
Right, yeah, they gave it a shot. You're not always going to get the result. Even Tim Donaghy, you go back in it, it's not like Tim Donaghy every single game they won their bet.
Right.
It can be difficult to completely manipulate a game, but yet you're going to have a winning record.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about throughout the course of the day. As we said, Willie McGinnis will join us at the top of the hour. It is Tuesday, so we have Kiefer Madness coming up at 12:30 today.
We got a good one. We had a good one today.
We
as
always
you can
imagine. Do. Yeah. This is like it's like Christmas for Rich Keefe because we are going to jump all over LeBron James today.
I mean, this is just easy. I mean, this is easy.
It really is a layup, isn't it?
This is absolutely a layup.
And this is the point where LeBron James basically told Daryl Morey, shut up and dribble.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he was saying.
Or China told LeBron to shut up and dribble, and he obliged.
So we'll get to that as well. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Non-stop, wall-to-wall coverage of the Patriots. We're back with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
You look back a few years to the replacement refs when there was a lot going on. Everybody was like, this can't be the norm. We have to get this fixed. This year, it feels like we just have a bunch of replacement refs. Somehow, it has gotten worse than it's ever been. And I like to, you know, find the root of these things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a deep digger, a person that likes to find out why things are happening. And for me, I think it all starts with Alberto Riveron being an incredibly terrible leader of men. That's what he is. His official crew underneath him has been nothing but terrible.
That's Pat McAfee. And I got to tell you, sitting here thinking about it during the commercial break before we even heard what McAfee said, I was sort of coming over to the side that the NFL does have an officiating problem, but they have an even bigger Alberto Riveron problem. On the Dale and Keefe Twitter account, we tweeted out a picture of a Green Bay player whose knee is clearly down at like the 2-foot line. And the NFL, Alberto Riveron, confirmed the touchdown.
Confirmed touchdown. Right.
Now, you look at that, and Alberto Riveron saw that and said the touchdown is confirmed.
There's plays like that every single week from every single game. And sometimes, again, you're not going to have a perfectly called game. It's not going to exist,
and
right?
There's
going
to be. Nor do we require it.
Right, exactly. It's just replay, in a way, has made it worse because you expect those plays to get overturned, right? Again, there's going to be times where it's not worth it for a coach to throw the flag, and maybe it could be overturned, but it's just not really worth it, and it's the wrong call, but whatever, you're going to live with it and you play on. But it's the big calls that probably aren't even worth challenging, because then when you do, they look at it, they slow it down, they stop the game, and then they still get it wrong. And you're like, well, what are we doing? Because you would expect, with the technology that we have and all the different camera angles, that you're going to be able to figure out what's a touchdown, what's a catch, what's pass interference, what's all this stuff. And that hasn't even proven to be the case. It's funny that McAfee mentions the replacement refs thing, because that was such a saga as that was going on. Everybody was freaking out about it. And these guys don't seem like they're any better. These are the refs. They made a bunch of them full-time. Remember, that was Michael Holly's big argument for so many years, was make the refs full-time. All right, well, a lot of them are.
Now a lot of them are, and it seems that they're worse.
It seems like they're worse is right.
By the way, Steve Burton, Channel 4, just tweeted out, done deal, the Patriots have just re-signed tight end Ben Watson.
So I would assume...
The fact that he was in the facility yesterday, trust me, they're not letting him hang around if that wasn't basically a done deal.
So there's just
this
a lot of maneuvering.
This had to do with timing and...
Right, just a lot of maneuvering right now, apparently. You know, they IR'd Jakob Johnson officially. They brought in another tight end, Eric Tomlinson. So I would assume...
And Matt Lacoste is supposedly just a couple of weeks, maybe.
But what are they going to... They have four tight ends on the roster now?
Well, my guess is both Ben Watson and... Tomlinson are better than Matt Lacoste.
Maybe. But yeah, so Matt Lacoste, you're bumping him then. Maybe.
Right.
I think that's what I think. Maybe you IR
happen.
Him or something like that. And also the roster will look a little bit different. If you don't replace Johnson, you don't have a fullback at all. So you could see going from two tight ends and one fullback to three tight ends. But I don't see how you go to four tight ends. Because think about it. A couple of weeks ago, when OMF was talking to Bill Belichick and they asked him why Ben Watson got cut, and he said, we didn't have a roster spot. And then a week later, you have four tight ends. That seems unlikely.
By the way, your favorite Twitter follow about 13
minutes
ago.
Arnold?
No.
Oh.
At AB84.
Oh, yeah. Booming?
Tweeted out.
What's he doing?
Free AB.
I actually started that a long time. When he was in Oakland, I tweeted that out. He didn't use a hashtag, though, but just free AB.
Today's Antonio Brown update.
That might be it.
So, I mean, he's been pretty much like one tweet a day or so.
By the way, he's perfectly free. Nobody's How saying so? He isn't free.
I think the league is telling teams not to sign him.
I don't think the league has to tell teams. I think teams...
Or teams have asked.
I think that what they've been told is, yeah, you can sign him if you want. We're probably going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Right, so that's not exactly being free. Well, if you're on the exempt list, that's the opposite of free.
So my point is, they wouldn't just put him on there because they're trying to hold the man down.
But why would they put him on there?
Because they think there's reasons based on the investigation that they've done so far.
So, and nothing that we know, though.
Right. No, no,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No,
so I was going to say, because we don't know any, we have nothing that would put him on the exempt list. There's nothing there.
Maybe the text chain.
Tyreek Hill didn't go on the exempt list.
No, I'm not and it's not whataboutism. I'm saying you could make the argument that that would put him on. I don't think that's what would put him on. But
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything there. And that's, but it's the NFL. And so they could. And that's why I think teams maybe could reach out. I think he's saying that, like, hey, let's move this process along. That was the report that came out over the weekend, was that he wants to, in the next couple of weeks, have it cleared up. Let teams know what's going on. And maybe it's bad news. Maybe it is, hey, if you sign him, he's going on there. But at least make that known. Because right now, it's a lot of guessing games. Like, you have no idea what would happen if somebody signed Antonio Brown.
Is it possible? I'm just asking the question here because Wiggy's not here to defend AB, so that's your job now.
Sure.
Is it possible that having shot his way out of three teams in a nine-month span, that other teams are a little hesitant here? That a lot of teams in the NFL are saying, yeah, geez, if he can't last with Belichick and Brady and the Patriots, I got no chance of reigning.
So I don't think he made it. I don't think he shot his way out of New England and Belichick and Brady. I think Kraft said, see you later. I think the coach and the quarterback.
Well, he did something unbelievably stupid, yeah, which got him blown out of New England.
Yeah, but
he did it.
He did the text messages, but I think other teams might have stuck by him. I think the Patriots decided not to stick by him. I don't think he ever wanted to be in Oakland. He didn't sign with Oakland. He got traded to Oakland. And then his beef in Pittsburgh after nine seasons with Pittsburgh, they came down to Tomlin and Roethlisberger. So, yeah, it's been a ridiculous run here the last few months, and that might keep some teams away. Like, again, if you had a young quarterback and a young coach, I don't think you'd really want him. I don't think you'd really – that would be the best move for your team. But if you're a contending team,
yeah,
32 teams don't need him anyway.
No, you're down to 29 who theoretically could bring him in.
Right.
And fully over half of those would say, no, not
like,
a
if
chance.
He went to Miami, what would make sense for
it
that be?
Make
or
a
Washington
bit of
or Cincinnati.
Right.
So, like, you have to eliminate a lot of teams. But I think the contending teams, if they knew that he was eligible to play, and the other thing with Brown is at a moment's notice, he might not be. Right, like something else could come up, and you just can't predict that. But for what we know right now, if a team signed him, I think he should be able to play the rest of the way. But I think those teams say, we don't want to sign him, give him money, then he goes on the exempt list, and now we're paying him, and he's eating up some of our cap.
We're paying him to sit on the sidelines.
They don't want that. But I could see, you notice Dallas has lost a couple of games in a row here. You know, maybe it's like teams like that might be starting to teeter, like the 3-3 teams. They're saying, well, we need to do something to get back in the, you know, top of our division. I think you'd make sense on a handful of teams.
And my guess is Jerry Jones is one of those people. Robert Kraft certainly would be, but he has no desire to, who could make a phone call to right. Roger Goodell and say, listen, Roger, I'm thinking about this. Tell me what's going to happen here if I do this.
Right.
And Goodell would tell him.
Probably.
He would tell Jerry Jones.
Yeah, probably.
He might tell ownership of the Cincinnati Bengals, just take a try. Take a chance. See what happens.
They wouldn't even know. The Bengals don't even know he is a free agent. They're so lost. Like, they have no clue what's going on. They don't care. They're just waiting for the draft.
In the interest of accuracy, because Lord knows we strive for that.
We usually are pretty accurate.
I can tell you that back on July 12th this year, the NFL suspended their full-time officiating program for the season. Al Riveron confirmed the NFL put its full-time officials program on hiatus.
There you go.
He said the full-time program won't be used this season.
And it's showing. Never mind.
I'm not sure that.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with it.
As I said, what they have is an Al Riveron problem.
Yeah.
Because some of these things, the ineptitude of the officials could easily be fixed by somebody in the replay booth who knows their ass from their elbow.
Well, it's as simple as...
And this guy doesn't.
It's as simple as they freaked out, the whole league did, with the Rams-Saints game. Because that was the NFC Championship game. It was for all eyes to see. And it literally cost the team from making it to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So they had to put in a new rule. But they don't want that rule to be abused. So that rule's on the books now. We can all challenge pass interference. But now most of the time when you do challenge pass interference, just know that even if it is, we're not going to overturn it because we don't want to show up the refs too much. But then occasionally we will overturn it, right? Like, it's not 100%. So now you've actually kind of made it worse. Like, you want to prevent that, and you should. You don't want that Saints-Rams thing to ever happen again. But now through 6 weeks in this season, it seems like the refs are kind of fighting back on it.
All right, let's get to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Willie McGinnis about the officiating problem in the NFL. He'll join us at the top of the hour. Rob Gronkowski's probably still trying to fight his way out of the building right now.
Well,
there was a large crowd out there.
Traffic might have cleared up, though.
Might be easier to drive around now. We'll get right to the calls with you coming up next. And then Willie McGinnis in just a few minutes, Sports Radio WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I think as a spectator, a fan of the sport, you know, I do love watching those games. And, you know, people make comments. I've made a comment, I don't know, one of those Thursday night games. You know, because I want to see it played at its best. I want to see it play at its highest level. And I know the referees have a very difficult job, and especially with the advent of social media. It's just the nature, I think, of what we're all dealing with these days, the hyper scrutiny of every single thing that everyone's doing. And in some ways, it's a little bit unfortunate.
Tom Brady last night with Jim Gray on Westwood One. He had a bunch of stuff to say about a bunch of stuff. We'll get to more of that later. But he was talking about the officiating as well. And hell, the officials were just warming up for their ineptitude at the time he talked to Jim Gray.
Yeah, he didn't know the half of it. He really did, especially, you know, with the old teammate Trey Flowers. I'm sure he had even a closer eye on that. And, yeah, that was brutal. And he's right. He brought up the time. Remember, it was a Titans Thursday night game. And Brady said, he tweeted out, you know, he's shutting it off and let him play. And he was pretty upset.
Too many flags that night.
Yeah, it was just nonstop flags. So he was upset. He said, let him play. And so, you know, he's spoken out about it. A million players are talking about it today, not just guys in the Lions. Everybody seems to be pretty fired up.
I'm going with the Matt Patricia wore the Roger Goodell clown t-shirt.
I like that one. That's as good as anything.
I'm going to go with that
one. Yeah, just kind of try to screw him over the rest of his career.
Brian's in Cambridge. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Brian.
Oh, hi, it's Bobby from Cambridge. How are you?
Bobby, how are you?
Good. Hi. How you doing this morning, gentlemen? I just wanted to allude to what Keith said a little bit. I think he touched on. Obviously, I'm not one. I'm older, and I don't believe in the fixing thing. The risk-reward factor just isn't there for me for that money-wise in this day and age. But the thing that I think Keith talked about a little bit about, yes, there's ineptitude with the officiating, but I also believe that there's a thing about, I don't believe, you know, that they're being treated fairly and that they don't know what to call. I mean, they're not being taught properly. I mean, I was able to watch a lot of preseason games. A lot of people don't. And I'm listening to, you know, pro and analysts say, you know, on pass interference calls that were replays. This is ridiculous. This is going to be called pass interference during the season. We're never going to be able to play. And then on the very next play, it may be called pass interference. I mean, the skill positions are one thing, running back or whatever. And, you know, there's always been holding one way or another. But it's just such to the absurdity that the refs really don't know what to call and not to call during a game. And I know that's simplifying it.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Brian. I might give you the pass interference confusion on the part of officials because, hell, I don't think they know what it is either. Yeah. But a simple hands to the face call, which isn't hands to the face.
Yeah, why call that? Like, it's one thing to let it go. Like, that seems more like you don't really know what you're doing because you just let it go, right? Like, I'm going to ignore that holding. I'm going to miss that pass interference. Again, because that was, it all goes back to me, Saints-Rams. And what was that? That was a no call. That should have been called, and yes. It wasn't. It was just they got nervous and they kept the flag in their pocket. That you can almost understand a little bit more than hands to the face.
Here's the flag.
Because that, you're like, what are you doing? Because that is wrong. And now you're giving the Packers a first down when they shouldn't have had one. They keep that drive going. They ultimately win the game. That shouldn't have happened. And so that is when you seem like they're more on the take, or when it seems like the game is fixed, rigged, whatever, is when they're going out of their way to find something. Because that's what they say, one of the old cliches in football is, you know, there's holding on every single play. And you could probably even come up with there's hands to the face, or there's not, but there's contact there all the time with the D end and the tackle. They're trying different, you know, swim moves or whatever else. Hands are going everywhere. So you can probably throw the flag. But then when you see the replay, you're like, no, there's nothing there.
617-779-7937. Can't wait to talk to Willie McGinnis about the officiating in the National Football League. As an NFL Network analyst, will he be worried about his job if he answers seriously?
We'll see.
Has Booger McFarland been fired yet today?
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that.
Keep an eye.
Yeah.
And we'll also talk to him about the return of Ben Watson, because he's been re-signed by the Patriots today. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.